Simon Ayin Aleph Siv Beis. Bamedram b'chol. On the weekday, a person's in oynis, he's not supposed to do any mitzvahs. Al v'Shabbos chayav kol ayoyim ad ha'erev mafshir al ha'tchum. Tzoch ikfura. During the daytime, he's chayav in all the mitzvahs, but if he has to go to the tchum, so that immediately after Shabbos, he will go out of the tchum to deal with the tzoch yameis. So from the point of time towards the evening, even though it's not the end of Shabbos yet, he's already going to the tchum, he's already potter from the mitzvahs. If he's not planning to go past the tchum immediately after Shabbos, so till nightfall, he is chayv in the mitzvahs, including this ace erev, which is towards the evening. But once it is nightfall, then he is potter from the mitzvahs, and he does not say ma'ariv or abdullah then. If he finishes the kavura by night, he'll say the ma'ariv later after the kavura. Avdolah has up to 3 days into the week to say Avdolah al hakoyis. The Psalmim and the Ner, one says only at night. After the night passed, he will say Avdolah without Psalmim and Ner. Yontav Sheine, Dina Kechoyl, second day of Yontav in Chutz Lartz, as a din as a weekday that you're allowed to bury somebody then, and therefore there is a din of Aninus. Shabruah says, even if he's not planning to bury him, even so he has Aninus, but he says, staff can talk in a case that potentially could be koivim, and for some reason he doesn't want to. But if it's some reason that it's impossible to be koivim, Mishnah Berurah says that he doesn't have aninus and it will be chayv in the mitzvahs. Yontav Rishon, the first day of Yontav, and right to the kavur, one is permitted to bury somebody even on Yontav, but only through goyim. So if he's planning to do that, then he's an oinah. The main right to the kavur, dinah k'shabbos. If he's not planning to do that, so that's basically this. Mace is not pending kvura today, and therefore the family is chayav in the mitzvahs.